Welcome to Empire Building, the podcast where we talk about building big businesses and even bigger lives. I'm your co-host, Seychelle Van Poole.
And I'm Wendy Papazan. Guys, we have a very special, special episode today. I'm here with one of my besties, Seychelle, of course, my fantastic co-host. And we're going to do a little, turn back time and really do some reflection on where we've come, specifically as far as our organization goes. So some of you are familiar with our sister organization called Her Best Life. And many of you do not know how far long ago that actually started. Yeah. Seychelle, do you remember kind of the genesis of that?
I do. It's funny too. It's like when I look at our organization now, how evolved we look, and looking back that it's taken this long to get where we are is kind of amazing, just as a mm-hmm. thought. So the spark started for us in, it was the end of 2014, but we actually got together in 2015. But it started because we all are part of an amazing real estate organization called Keller Williams. And we were in this mastermind together that you and I have been a part of for a really long time. I think I've been in there since 2006. And we just started realizing that we need to have more female leader representation in the room. And not just representation as far as a warm body, but representation as far as showing up.
A voice.
And sharing a voice and input and thoughts. And I think to give a huge shout out to like our male counterparts, something that they do really beautifully is echo chamber each other. I think they learn that in sports. I think they learn that as part of culture is when one guy friend is saying something really smart or amazing, another guy will champion that, like, oh, what John said was really cool and really awesome. And I think that's really great. And we should all do that. And what happens is that creates consensus if somebody does that. And what Wendy, you and I and a couple of other women in the room started noticing was that it creates an amazing energy when that happens. And what we also notice as females is we, because we're nurturers, like we tend to take a back seat a little bit when somebody says something. We'll kind of either take a step back or hand the mic over to somebody else and let them speak instead of also sharing and echo chambering each other and championing each other. And we needed more of that, not to take away from men, but to add to the room too. And so we kind of started brainstorming.
Well, yeah, and
how
just
do you
to
do
give
that?
Every
yeah.
Yeah. Well, and just to give everybody some context, we would go into the room and pretty much the whole front row would be reserved, you know, by all these
guys,
top guy
yeah.
agents. I don't know how
great.
They ever
yeah.
got those reserved seats. Yeah, they're friends of ours. And we would feel really intimidated. And so we kind of decided to join together. And actually, when I really think about it, it actually started even before then when I joined an organization called EO, which is Entrepreneurs Organization. You need mm-hmm. to make a certain amount of money every month, every year to get in. And I joined the Austin chapter, and there were 150 people in that chapter, and only about 10% of them were women. So I felt really lonely in there. I was like, mm-hmm. my kids were pretty young. I did not feel like I belonged. And so that, combined with what Seychelle is talking about, prompted me to start a mastermind for some of my friends and some other women that I really admired. And so January of 2015, which is crazy, it's 8 years ago. It's taken us a long time. January of 2015, yeah. we decided to have a retreat at our ranch in Texas.
Which was new at the time. The ranch was still new.
Yeah. Yeah, it was still really new back then. Yeah. And what's interesting is, I find this fascinating, is I've been the one to have been privileged and honored to create the retreat agenda every time for 8 years. but it's they're very similar. Okay. Mm-hmm. So some things change, like a lot of the tactical things have changed. Our businesses are bigger. They're different. We've grown a lot, but sort of the non-tactical mindset things around leverage and some other things haven't really changed. So I thought I would just I pulled this up. It's literally the agenda from the very first.
You got to share it.
$5 retreat. And for those of you that don't know, like that's originally what the name of our group was. It was $5. So questions to start the discussion. What are your biggest struggles right now? Okay. Pretty much we always start with that. Mm-hmm. Building your net worth. What are you doing to grow? Protecting your assets. How are you structuring your businesses? Volunteering in school, one-on-one time with kids, getting my life back and feeling unapologetic in what I want. I feel like that was probably yours.
I wrote that. Yeah. I think I did write that one on the list.
Well, you know what? And that might be Tiffany actually. Everybody depends on me financially and often emotionally. Mm-hmm. That hasn't changed. Hobbies, what the F are those? That's literally always on our list. So if you guys are listening and you struggle with hobbies, that's really a big part of it. Not enough time for friendship, often on our list. And then saying yes too much. This is always, always, always on every single agenda. Everybody wants a piece of you, right? Your team, what is your strategy scripts around that? And then a lot of tactical stuff and then a lot of leverage, replacing yourself, getting yourself out of your own way. If this all sounds familiar, it's because literally every retreat that we've had since then has a lot of these themes to it. So it's kind of cool.
That's amazing.
And so, yeah, we did that for
like the themes stay the same, but the challenges are different because we're in a different place every time we show up. And so It sounds similar, yet we evolve. And I think about how much we've all evolved since that first retreat. Like the problems may be the same, but they're bigger or different than they were then.
Yeah. Well, it's like that quote. I don't know who said it, but no man ever steps in the same river twice, for it's not the same river and he's not the same man.
Yeah. That's very much our retreats for sure. And so we've been doing these now for 8 years, which is pretty remarkable, getting together at least once or twice a year with a format very similar to this. And the room grew from, you know, how many were this originally? Six of us originally?
Let's see. You can count it out. We have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Actually, eight.
So eight. Two people left. There were eight of us. Yep. And we have, and you know, that's one of the beauties too, is sometimes your circle changes or people opt in or out. So we went from 8 down to 6 and then from 6 slowly back up to 11. So there's 11 of us now that have been getting together. I think all 11 of us have been getting together for 5 or 6 years. Probably five years.
Yeah, it's amazing. Well, and what's incredible is you know, the last thing that we talked about was, you know, let's get visible, let's propel women and lead them in this company. What's our strategy? What's our game plan? And so it's just a reminder, like some really great ideas are gradually then suddenly. And even though way back when it was just a little seed and it's grown into, gosh, our last event was 425 people there. Super powerful event. But it can just start as a little seed or a little conversation between you and a good friend. So super powerful.
What I remember how that seed was starting was I had been like having dreams, and I know you'd had some goals around this too. And I'd been having these dreams about like taking this to a bigger group because of the exponential growth our businesses were having. Yes, our businesses were growing, but even more so just how we were growing and how our relationships and our bodies and our wealth and like everything else around us at the same time was growing, which I thought was even more powerful. And so we were sitting down one time creating the agenda, I think it was 2019. And I remember saying, we have to take this to a bigger room. And I keep having this dream about, at then it was called Amplify. We've switched it for trademark reasons, but the mission, I think from day one was to amplify the voices and lives of women in business around the world. Like it's been that mission since day one. When we created the organization, which is really cool.
100%. Yeah. And then we met about twice a year. And like you said, we eventually got up to 11 people. And and then in January of 2019, where we sort of had this on our agenda for a long time, we said, you know, are we going to do it? Are we actually going to take this stuff on the road? And so in January of 2019, we decided we're going to have an event. The event was going to take place in September. Remember, we're 11 alpha
high drivers.
Women. 11 alpha women with, you know, not so good on the detail side of things. We decided we're going to have an event for a couple hundred people. And we decided we're going to have it in Jupiter, Florida. And what I love about that is we had a committee who actually picked the location. It was kind of last minute. Yeah. You know, usually you plan events over a year out, 18 months out, 2 years out. And we didn't even do a site visit. We just didn't have the capacity or anything to do a site visit. And we did get some administrative help. But then we had that very first event. And we were selling tickets down to the wire, which is completely different than this year where we were sold out in February for our event in October. But just, you know, doing everything we could to sell more tickets, impact more people, because really that's the goal of it. We did this for years. We didn't get paid, you know, like this is our heart. And, 2019, September in Jupiter, Florida, Amplify was born. And then like Seychelle said, the next 2 years later became Her Best Life. So and what a movement we've created. What a movement.
It's been, you know, I think that the fun of this is that we didn't start this for profits or for like money. This was absolutely a passion project and still is really in a lot of ways to impact raising up more women in the world. And we know that the best way to grow and to forecast your future is if you have someone in front of you that you can model after or have as a light or an example. And Wendy, something you have said, which I love, is that as we all climb, we lift as we climb. And I think that this organization is such a great example of us all wanting to, as we all are growing, and sometimes you're one step ahead, sometimes you're one rung below, but you're grabbing the hand of the next person with you and pulling them up with you and championing them and helping them grow. And I think that's what makes this organization so special. I think that's what makes our events with Her Best Life so special, and even our Empire Circle within that we have our big retreat coming up soon, is that we really are very vested in the overall success, whatever that means to that person, whether it's health or wealth or relationships or confidence or business. It's every one of us defines it differently and is in a different season at a different time. And it's up to us to champion each other in whatever season that is, to raise each other up and to continue lifting as we're climbing. And I love that.
Mm-hmm. I love that. Well, and that was actually our intention behind our Empire Circle membership, which is really to develop close relationships with people that you respect, love, and admire, who are on a different stage than you. Sometimes they're above you. Sometimes they're above you in certain areas of their life. And sometimes you've got ways to go to catch up with them, and vice versa. And that intentionality behind that membership is really powerful, because that is truly that's the fastest way to change your mindset, is by surrounding yourself with people who think differently than you. And actually, I'm just for clarification, I'm pulling up the Mastermind weekend from 2019. It was actually at the end of February. It was February 28th. Yeah. So it was like between March and September, we pulled that thing off, which is pretty, pretty amazing. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yep. As a leader, it can be lonely. You're ready to grow and you realize you need the right community to get you there. With Empire Circle, you'll be surrounded by driven, adventurous women who want more in business and in life. You'll get real-time feedback, personalized guidance, and honest advice from seasoned leaders who have built businesses and net worths in the hundreds of millions, all while living their big lives. If this sounds like the fuel you need to level up your business and your life, Empire Circle is absolutely for you. You can get more information at herbestlife.com by clicking on Empire Circle. Come and let's build your empire together. And, you know, what's also incredible to me is that it's as leaders, I think it's really easy to get leadership lonely, even in your own organization sometimes, because people often want and need things from you. And so it becomes sometimes a one-sided relationship instead of a reciprocal relationship. And I think what's really special about what we've created with this is it's a bunch of high-powered, really forward-thinking, supportive, strong women in a room. But the most important part about that is that it's not that they need something from you, it's that they want the best for you. Yeah. And so when someone asks questions, and you guys, even at our own retreats, have asked me really sometimes tough, challenging questions, and it's not from a place of confrontation or aggressiveness, it's from a place of care and love and wanting to help me push the needle forward in an area or an aspect of my life. And I think when you can have a room that's doing that for each other, which I don't need this from you. If you don't do anything with this, that's not my problem, right? It's not on me. But I see this area that you're really wanting to grow in or maybe needing to grow in. And I'm asking this question out of care and love for you to help you in that area, maybe shine a light in something that maybe you don't see yet. And that's been such a huge gift, I think, for a lot of us.
So powerful. And then honestly, just having mentorship and mm-hmm. having leaders who are operating really big mm-hmm. businesses, you know, mm-hmm. operating really big businesses and not only getting the tactical behind, you know, how to read a P&L or how to hire or anything like that, but also like how to manage all the things. Yeah. And then also how to manage the weight of society telling us like, hey, you should be at home being with your, you know, with your kids all day. You shouldn't mm-hmm. be, you know, mm-hmm. out of the house working on your business. Mm-hmm. Because remember, we're only like two generations away from that, where
I know
our roles were so mm-hmm. were so divided. And we carry all that sexism inside of us. That's why we have so much mm-hmm. guilt.
I know,
because we feel like so it should true. Be a certain way. Mm-hmm. You know, we just mm-hmm. feel like it should be a certain way.
Well, society's told us
at the end of
that.
The day. Of yeah. course. Yeah, of course. Yeah. I mean, and it was that way. You know, mm-hmm. where 99% of women stayed at home and worked and 99% of men. And so kind of getting out of that binary construct of mm-hmm. What it looks like to be a man or a woman mm-hmm. is so liberating. And we're mm-hmm. all sexist. Like we're all, women are sexist about ourselves. And so it's really yeah. hard for us to kind of get our own mindset around it. And so having women who are doing it at a high level and, you know, it's messy. It's a really powerful thing. So mm-hmm. That's been huge for us as an organization, is just to be able to do that and give back.
It is.
I know
I love
for me,
that.
It's been very empowering.
Yeah. Well, I think too, yeah. something that I didn't realize was going to be so powerful as well is when things go wrong, how helpful it is to have somebody who's lived before you through that. Like I know mm-hmm. my team kind of had a fall apart about like a year right behind yours. And like you and I were both on the phone this week with another team member, you know, or another Empire Circle member whose team fell apart this last week. And just how helpful it is to be able to pour wisdom, having lived through some big experiences of failure, whether it's personal or business, to be able to help speed them up. And to help you
and
get
to give
up
them
faster.
Perspective. Like, yeah. that's the thing. Yeah. All of that. And just to have perspective around, you know, there is, you are going to get through it. You are going to mm-hmm. make it through. Cause a lot of times when we're in it, we don't have that perspective. We feel like it's going to last yeah. forever. And it's literally the end of the earth. Cause it feels like it. It feels like it. There's a lot of pain and there's a lot of heartache. So
mm-hmm. there's also a lot of gifts in that too. Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
With perspective.
Yes, for sure. Perspective. Yeah. Yeah. Well, and so just to kind of continue our timeline. So 2019, we had our first event. 2020, mm-hmm. we had our first COVID event. 2021, we actually had an incredible event in San Antonio, La Cantera. And then actually the January of 2022, we had our first Empire Circle retreat. And we're about to have our next one. When this comes out, we'll be having one in January of 2023. And we just mm-hmm. had our big event in Scottsdale in 2022.
Oh,
and
so
then we've
good.
Got our other event planned for 2023 in Nashville, which hopefully will be completely amazing as well. And And honestly, you know, the lessons learned from this are, you know, who you surround yourself with are, it's kind of everything, you know? And this has been a passion project for me for a long time. And I know it has been for you and for all of these other women, our circle, to come stand by us and, you know, help build this together has been pretty amazing and powerful for all of us. So yeah, so just like all of you guys that are listening, you know, and the podcast is another part of it, you know, it's like a sister to Her Best Life. And, for you guys to come along with us and support us is really everything. You know, it's really everything to us. And we hopefully are, you know, offering you guys some value in return. So,
yeah. Well, you know, and I love that, Wendy. And, you know, I think about this experience this time that we got to do in Scottsdale, because, you know, our retreats have been really for us to grow, and Her Best Life has been to help others grow. And now, because of hiring and partnering with really amazing people, our operations team this last year was just rocking and so fantastic that it actually gifted us as founders the opportunity to participate in the exercises and in the experiences as attendees for the first time in 3 years for the event. And I think about just how special that was for us as a gift to get to experience that at the same time that our attendees were getting to experience that. And just, I was reminded of like how important that white space is as leaders, how important it is to find a group that pours into you as much as you're pouring into everybody else, and how important it is just to be able to kind of like take your shield off for a minute and just get to be with your awesome self and who you are and what makes you great, and get back in touch with that so that you have the energy to go back and lead. Because, you know, the next couple of years I perceive are probably going to be tougher in our markets, which means we have to have more grit, more stamina, more resilience, and more confidence and positivity than we've had to have in a long time. And so being able to take this time for us and to really build each other up, to be able to go do that, I think is a huge, huge gift. And selfishly, I was thrilled. I came for me this year, y'all. I mean, yes, I came for you too. But I really came for me this year too. And it showed up in a big way for me personally, which was just awesome. And I can't wait for our retreat coming up here in just a hot second, because I think Tulum is going to be amazing with our Empire Circle, getting to really pour into them and really help them grow. So it's going to be super fun.
It's going to be awesome. So thanks for sharing the journey with us. All of you listening have impacted and supported us in ways that you don't even really know. And so just thank you for that. This is really a podcast about gratitude for all of you that have supported us on our 8-year journey. And you know, it's just such a blessing to be able to run towards your joy, like I feel like I'm doing every day. And so just as a reminder, guys, you know, go out, build a big business and an even bigger life. We love you, and we can't wait to see you at the next Her Best Life event.
Bye, guys.
This podcast is for general informational purposes only. The views, thoughts, and opinions of the guest represent those of the guest and not KWRI and its affiliates, and should not be construed as financial, economic, legal, tax, or other advice. This podcast is provided without any warranty or guarantee of its accuracy, completeness, timeliness, or results from using the information.